Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is Friday, March the 29th, and 7:05 in the morning.
Good Friday.
Yeah, good Friday.
That's why I'm
Every Friday is good Friday.
But I'm here because it's
most
Good Friday.
Fridays, you know, all Fridays are good Fridays. But this is a special Good Friday. And if you're in any type of religious organization that has to do with Christianity. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we're here with Bad Bob.
And good morning. I'll be on the lookout for the spring rabbit over the weekend.
You will. Well, you know what?
What's that mean?
Of course, the Easter Bunny has been outlawed, you see, in schools. You didn't know
what
that?
What do they call it? The spring rabbit?
The spring rabbit.
Well, if we see a spring rabbit out where we're going to be, it may be, maybe bouncing
around.
That's
why
out
I
there.
Like the private institutions like Reading Christian and,
well,
you know.
When are we going to stop then taking that week off for Christmas? They're not, it'll be called a holiday break.
Oh,
not
winter
Christmas
break. Yes.
It's not Easter break anymore. It's spring break. You know, take it, you know, and here, okay, wait a minute.
Ranting.
Hey, Bad Bob, you're looking pretty good.
We can start off ranting this morning.
Yeah, we can start off on that one. Linda, good morning. Huh?
Well, good morning.
Wells Fargo isn't here because they're closed on
Good
Friday.
Well, it's Good Friday.
Well, I wonder how long they can do that. You're closing the stock markets for a religious holiday?
A religious holiday.
Yeah, anyway, good morning. You know, Linda and I are going to have a great weekend. I know that. You know how I know that, Bad Bob?
Why is that?
Because we've already had a knockdown, drag out, roll around on the ground, stick each other in the eye, thumbs in the eye, knees to the groin argument this morning.
Oh, is this stupid?
Because you have 8 bullets and trying to figure out how to distribute them.
She'll pinch you. And I said, oh yeah. And anyway, so we've already had that. It was eye opening, really. It brought sweat to my brow, but we got it settled now.
You know, right? You've been together a long time. When you look at somebody and you're having a fight and you look at them and you just go, you know, you're ridiculous. I'm ridiculous. This is stupid. Come on.
It was stupid. Okay, here's what it was about. Taking these two bags are in the back of the truck. I put two bags in the back of the truck. And I said, I'm going to bring them in and put them inside. She goes, you don't have to do that. And so a couple minutes later, I'm going to take the bags. Take them inside. Well, you don't have to do that. Well, look, why can't I do it? Well, I just don't think you have to. Boom, we're off then. The race is on.
Okay. You know, it's really funny. I guess when you've traveled around, both of us have I've traveled so much, by myself all over the world. Sometimes it is hard for me to take direction. And it's like, but you know what? You're really good about taking direction from me. So here we are, and it's Good Friday. And,
yes,
you know.
Yes, but you guys are so cute when you make up.
Oh, it's all about the makeup. Well, you know, I just think there's so much to be grateful for. 7:08 in the morning this morning. It's currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be a lovely weekend. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 75, cloudy tonight. We do have a chance of showers over the weekend, but you know what? We love to bring that on. It means that we're going to have greener grass and more water in our rivers and streams. So we encourage that. And it looks like we are going to have a chance of showers Saturday and Sunday. So maybe it'll just be like patchy showers and you can still go out there and do your Easter egg hunts and so on and so forth. But anyway, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We recently went up there. And by the way, I'd like to share with you that they have their beautiful pavilion finished. It is unbelievable. It is like this glass, beautiful building with wrought iron. I can't describe it. It's, If you've ever been to San Francisco into down in Golden Gate Park, it would be something that you would see in Golden Gate Park. And so you look out while you're in the building to the vistas and the rolling hills, and it's really quite exquisite. So
it is. It's it's got the high vaulted ceilings, the wooden ceilings. It's great. It's really beautiful there. And last night they had pizza. This weekend they have music. That's Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. There's lots of things going on here. You know, the front page above the fold, which is supposed to be the good ones, on the paper says, report health premiums to spike. Well, talked about that for an hour yesterday. Was that a big surprise? Anyway, but, and they kind of, what we, they kind of reported what we were talking about. And Dr. Doug McConnell, who just really laid it out, how much it's going to cost people. Do you actually think the Affordable Care Plan is going to be affordable? Take a look at your insurance rate, 16% a year, 62% in California over the next 4 years or 3 years. Plus the fact you're not going to have doctor time. Talk to your doctors about how much time they can spend with you under these new plans. Really, did you expect them to sit down with you for 20 minutes? We'll be right back.
Have you recently changed jobs? Are you about to retire from your company? At Wells Fargo Advisors, we're with you when it's time to make some important decisions about your retirement plan. Don't be among those who end up giving back about a third of it in taxes and penalties. Instead, let Wells Fargo Advisors help you handle your lump sum distribution wisely. Our experienced financial advisors can offer you a retirement plan analysis to help protect your retirement money from taxes without sacrificing its growth potential. For a personal approach to investing, contact Wells Fargo Advisors. In Reading, call Wells Fargo Advisors today at 530-243-7561. That's 530-243-7561. Wells Fargo Advisors LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company Investments in securities and insurance products, not FDIC insured, no bank guarantee, may lose value. Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company. Investments in securities and insurance products, not FDIC insured, no bank guarantee, may lose value.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Brown dwarfs. Could a rogue planetary system all but invisible to our instruments be about to blindside planet Earth, changing everything forever? Is this the nemesis that has destroyed past civilizations? Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redmond Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The Friday night cruise and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Rayleigh and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too. You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back, Buttercup.
Fill me up, baby, what you
let me go.
I need
what?
You.
Don't you feel me?
Oh, I love that.
Okay, welcome back to KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our friends down there. Head on into Espresso Joe's. It's cold and it's good. You're going to need that coffee. But they have drinks of all kinds. Plus, just walk next door to the best walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. And veterans always get discounts. That's at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Some of the beautiful songs. I love this. Okay. Because it's a happy time right now. Let's just think about, okay, I'm going to ask you, Carl, getting to know you. Shall we dance? Hello, young lovers.
South Pacific.
I whistle a happy tune. We kiss in a shadow.
I know. I whistle a happy
tune. I have dreamed something wonderful.
Okay, is there, like, there's something behind that? Lerner and Lowe.
The wonderful
Rodgers and Hammerstein. Okay. That's what I meant. Rodgers
based
and Hammerstein.
Based on Margaret Langdon's novel, Anna and the King of Siam.
Oh.
Opened this night in 1951.
The King and I.
On Broadway. The King and I star. Yul Brynner in the role, and of course, the King of Siam. The king who, along with his subjects, value tradition above all else. From this day forward, the role of King of Siam belonged to Yul Brynner and no other, if that's true.
Well,
he appeared in his part in more than 4,000 performances on both stage and screen, which, of course, the Broadway show was adapted in Hollywood in 1956.
Et cetera.
The okay. King and I ran for a total of 1,246 outstanding performances at New York St. James Theater. That happened on this day, March 29th.
All right. Hey, yesterday the city council had a special meeting at the in the city council chambers about the community access channel, the charter community access channel, public access. They had three different groups of people vying for this. You had the ones that had it originally, and the RCAC, and then you had two other groups that were vying for it. All three had done presentations in, weeks ago. And to a bunch of outside, well, some experts they brought in from other cities that had this, and plus, the Office of Education here in Shasta County, plus, somebody from, the assistant city manager was there, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, they came up with a number system, 103 points, and then they, gave their, they gave their recommendation to the city council, during a Tuesday night meeting. Well, as it turns out, Tim Pappas, who was there, says, wait a minute, that contract was written that says that RCAC, unless it dissolves, owns all that equipment that was bought with the peg fees that was paid by charter to them. So that's put everything on hold. And that was, weeks ago that this happened. So they said, okay, then we're going to have another meeting, another great idea. We're going to have another meeting. Everybody's going to pitch it. It's going to be an open forum, and everybody pitches their side again. Okay. So everybody shows up again yesterday. Everybody's sitting there. And what happens is, turns out that Charter now wants an audit of everything because they don't know where the equipment is. They don't know where the money's been spent. There's been allegations of misuse. There's been, there's stuff's missing. Oh, how long is that going to take? Well, so then Gary Katz said, well, let's kick this down the road a little bit longer. Yeah, let's just, let's just not do it again. Let's just bring these people back one more time after we've had the audit. And Missy MacArthur says, No, we've already brought them back twice. You know, my whole question on this was, why are we even meeting? Because we don't know who's going to get the equipment. RCAC, those guys there, Rob, I think Rob Keenan, who's the president of it, was called up and up on the dais, and they said, so what are you guys going to do? Are you going to give the equipment to the next, you know, entity? I mean, it could be you, but are you going to give up the equipment so that the public access channel can go forward? His answer to that was, we haven't been able to get the board together to meet on this in the 2 months. And the question then was, well, how many on the board? You know, 50, 60, five. Have you ever gotten, and there's one of them, and they named the guy who works for Charter, but is not affiliated, I think. So he's just, there's a private citizen. Well, he's been traveling for the last 2 weeks. So you've never heard of a teleconference? That the five of you can't sit down and talk about, you know, are you going to turn the equipment over for the community? Now, this is what it's for. It's not for whoever wins the this contract or scores better on, because everybody's going to should be working together, but for the community. And the answer is, we don't know. Four is not enough. They need to do five. And as Rod Dinger says, they told me they'd have an answer yesterday. Well, they don't. So here we are. Everybody goes back down there again. They finally push it. You know, they finally get a vote on it. Shasta County Arts Council gets the nod. And we still don't know if the equipment's there. And now they're doing an audit.
Yes. And the saga continues.
Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
I'm on the law and where's just Bob? Hey, welcome back to KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Hey, good morning. It's 49 degrees and 724.
There.
Where's just Bob?
Well, you told him to leave the room.
Well, I didn't mean it, though. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He can make guarantees that other people can't, from a small chip up to a crack 24 inches in length in your windshield. Jeff can fix it. If he can't fix it, he'll just tell you. He's not going to take your money and string you along. He's located at 3280 Market Street in Redding. Give him a call at 241-8373. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He does it, and he does it right, and he makes and he gives you a guarantee on it. Give us the day in history.
Well, and also at 7:30, we do have one of our members of the Catalyst group that is going to be sharing with you some things that are happening. Carl's going on. Bob had this incident. We're going to talk about that in a second. I don't know. Can you ever imagine Niagara Falls freezing, stopping?
It has happened. It has happened in history.
I think it went backwards one year, too.
In your brain.
They had fish sucked all the way up 300 feet up into the, and it went north.
That's only if you're upside down, if you're standing on your head. But in this time, there's first time in history, 1848.
It went upstairs.
Niagara Falls stopped flowing.
It stopped flowing. Because of?
An ice jam.
Well, isn't that something?
All that water had to go somewhere.
Yeah.
That's right. There's a lot of other things that happened on this day in history, but hey, let's go, Bob.
Okay, wait.
Seriously.
Wait a minute. You know what? If y'all have been following the saga of our law breaking, our felon,
jaywalking.
Our just Bob who was busted for jaywalking on Pine Street. First of all, what were you doing jaywalking on Pine Street, Bob?
I don't know what I was thinking.
I hope you weren't wearing anything that had KCNR on it.
No. Okay. I never mentioned the fact that I worked here.
Good. I mean,
well, you had just recently had...
They might have tased you.
You also were having something. You just had foot surgery or something, and so it wasn't like the way that you had to park. It wasn't... There was, first of all, no parking where you were going. No parking available, right?
Well, that's right. Well, mainly I was trying to save gas and just walk a couple of blocks from the radio station to where I needed to go.
Tell me that those drug dealers, those big cartel guys, don't have a little excuse like, oh, I was just trying to make some money for my grandmother. Okay? You can say anything you want, just Bob. You can try to make excuses, but you felon. Anyway, well, thank God for the Redding Police Department that caught you.
So you walked across Pine Street.
Keeping the streets safer, yes. Yes, and it soon became apparent to me I could not talk the officer out of giving me the...
Did he threaten to tase you? Was that you that said, don't tase me, bro?
It was.
Okay.
So he gave you a ticket, and we were all just kind of aghast here that you got a ticket.
How much was the ticket for?
$190.
For jaywalking, my friend, so if they catch you jaywalking,
run
as fast as you can.
In Redding, California, okay. It's still happening.
This was back before Christmas, by the way. It took me 3 months to resolve
okay,
this.
So you decided not to pay the ticket. You said, you know what, I need to go to court. Because, you know what, there was no crossing right there. I had an injury and all that. Okay, so you went to court the other day, and what happened?
Well, yesterday I showed up for my hearing. The officer did not, and the judge called my name and said, the burden of proof is on the officer, so I'm dismissing your case. There's no fine. You're free to go.
Did you ask for makeup money because it cost you money from work? Because we as sure as heck will not pay you while you're going, you know, while you're in trial for something you've done. Which you admitted you did.
I did not. I'm not clear if I need to bill the city for that or the Redding PD.
Okay, I'm not sure either. But you know, next time Chief Pelletti's on, we'll ask him about this. Okay, so now you're not going to jail, you're not paying a fine, and, well, I guess you're free, so we can no longer call you a lawbreaker.
No longer felony Bob.
He's no longer felony Bob. Now he's just misdemeanor
no longer
Bob.
Felony Bob.
Yeah, but see what, you know what, in
you've
our-
You've been excused.
But no, what, in our minds, you did it. Even if you got off.
Well, I didn't get to use my brilliant defense because I was going to argue that I was crossing at what was technically an alleyway, that driveway that goes all the way through the Thunderbird Motel.
Well, you know what? That's good because, you know, I'm glad you brought this up. I'm glad you brought this up because one of the things that was one of the things I was going to report is how the number of rapes in prison has leaped. So maybe you could be our reporter from
there. Well, let's end on a high note before we take this break, please.
We'll
You're
right
listening
back.
To KCNR 1460. Be back right after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, a stronger job market helping us earn more, also spend more last month. Incomes up by 1.1%, while consumer spending climbed by the most in 5 months, up 0.7% from January to February. All this despite higher taxes. Markets are closed for Good Friday following yesterday's record high close by the Standard & Poor's 500 Index and by the Dow. Meanwhile, the Dow's 11.25% rally, the best first quarter performance since 1998. The White House making a push for cleaner gasoline, which it says will lead to cleaner air. The EPA announcing a new rule today requiring lower pollution vehicles nationwide and cleaner gasoline. Industry officials say this will add to the price of gasoline as much as 9 cents a gallon. The Obama administration estimates it will come to less than a penny a gallon and lead to cleaner air. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hank Weinblum.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. 49 degrees out there, 7:34 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And the chat room's going like crazy at KCNR1460.com. It was kind of interesting to see that Just Bob was caught jaywalking coming out of the Thunderbird. I wonder if Ann knows about that. Well, she does now. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by a state grant. Okay, the Thunderbird Alley, not the Thunderbird. A state granted. Mike Huber does great work. I mean, my gosh, your countertops, he puts out fire pits, even makes a barbecue that is unbelievable right now. That's Mike Huber at Estate Granite. Give him a call at 530-241-7866. He does the work for Linda and I, and we have never, ever even been close to being disappointed. He is so good.
Well, you know what? We never want to leave Reading. We love the fact that you can call up local businesses here and get to know the owners that really – It's just so much better to deal with locals than to going to huge corporations for us, where you really get that service and
buy local, stay local.
And yes, exactly. Well, this morning we're very excited to have these two lovely ladies with us. We are talking about the Catalyst Reading Young Professionals. Please welcome to the show Brandy Green, who's a team member of TEDx. You've heard all about TEDx. We're going to find out more about TEDx. It's an event happening this weekend. And Rachel Hatch, who is the co-curator of TEDx. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks. How are you guys this morning?
Fantastic. We're all coffeeed up.
You brought me coffee.
You know what?
You know, when you bring coffee, it's like, wow.
You automatically become part of the family. People. Would you like to have a show? Okay.
On Fridays, already, come on. I'd hire you guys.
That's all right. 7:30 in the morning. Just come on in. Bring coffee.
It's a Friday.
It's yours. You know. It's yours.
Okay, Catalyst. People wonder, you know, you see the young Catalyst of Reading. Let's keep reminding our listeners, what and who are the young Catalysts of Reading?
Catalyst is a group of local folks who just want to bring fun and exciting things to Reading. Things that we want to do, things that we want to see, things that we want to get involved with. So we've got a huge range of activities going on in Reading. Cultural, sporting, just, you know, the range is huge. A book club. Yeah, we have a new book club. We're, you know, doing big, exciting things.
I understand you guys may be doing like a golf tournament.
Yeah.
I want to be involved.
A nighttime golf tournament.
I might be too
old. Neon golf balls.
But I could be your token older woman that's involved.
And we don't focus. We are a group of young professionals, but it's young in theory, young in heart.
Okay.
Just, we want to see new and exciting things come to Reading.
I love that. And so, but I always thought it was kind of like the 2030, but really that's in my mind, but the Catalyst kind of, you kind of created out of a group of people that were involved with that to start this other.
Yeah, there's a lot of cross-pollination between the two groups, I would say. And one of the other things we like to do is we describe it as collaborative philanthropy. So we don't do fundraising for ourselves because we try not to keep any budget, because when there are budgets, it just gets to be too much.
Yeah, then there's audits,
so,
and then there's the IRS, and then
political.
The feds,
we want to raise money for other local groups. So usually when we have an event, if we make any money, it goes to a local group, and that's our
super
thing.
All right, so that's what the Catalyst Young, or do you call yourself the Catalyst or Reading Catalyst?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tomorrow you have a special event that's called TEDx.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow at the, where is it?
It's at the Reading Library in the community room.
And it's from 2:30 to 4, free, open to the public. So not just young professionals. We want to have people of all ages. And the focus is on business innovation.
So what does TEDx mean?
So TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. It's a conference that started 20-some years ago to bring together people across those different worlds of technology, entertainment, and design. And since then, it's kind of exploded, and it's beyond those three areas of focus. It's gone, you know, into education, into business, innovation, all these other places. And they a few years ago, they started licensing local groups to independently organize a TED-like event. So TEDx, the X stands for independently organized. And we started TEDx Reading in 2011, one of the first in the North State. So we're really proud of that.
That was
actually
a smashing success.
It was a lot of fun. We had an event in February of last year with local speakers, and also we showed some pre-recorded TED Talks. Tomorrow's event, we're just going to show pre-recorded talks. So it'll be on things like marketing, entrepreneurship, the economy, jobs, inspirational talks. And it's only an hour and a half, so we'll show, you know, a set of talks, and then we want to make sure we have time for a discussion of the ideas that are in those talks.
Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, the titles you have for tomorrow are really interesting and for people, including Let's Raise Kids to Be Entrepreneurs. I love that. But we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're with Brandy Green and Rachel Hatch of our Catalyst, or Reading Catalyst, our young professionals, and they're putting on a TEDx tomorrow at the library. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation as we live in the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology, the Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room-to-room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back.
Get
you know, the whole group
out.
Is in here dancing. Welcome back, KCNR 1460. 49 degrees, 743 in the morning, Carl on the bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. Alliance Heating and Air will do it all for you. They do great work, too. Look at their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 530-221-2642. Everybody in here in our studio and probably on our staff has had work done by Alliance Heating and Air, and they've been a number one. Okay.
Currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Love it when we have guests on that really stimulate the mind and, you know, make us think about things that are like really happening, and these gals are really hip and with it. Brandy Green and Rachel Hatch, welcome back to the program again. We're talking about these gals are from the Catalyst Reading Young Professionals. There's an event happening tomorrow, free to the public, the Shasta Library. There's wonderful talks and information. And let's start with you, Rachel. Let's talk about, first of all, what do you do? You live in Reading. I always hate it when somebody says, what do you do? Oh, well, so much. I'm a, yeah, but what is your profession?
So I'm a researcher, and I actually live in Reading, but I'm one of those people in Reading who works remotely from somewhere, you know, an organization that's outside of here. So I'm working for Institute for the Future that's based in the Bay Area. Our mission is to catalyze people to think about longer-term futures, because when we don't think about the long-term future, we make really bad decisions. So it's about thinking about 10 years out and looking for trends and disruptions that will impact
if
us.
If we could get, wow. You know what, one of my biggest picks with government is that they lurch from year to year, sometimes 4 years. Never once do you ever see a 10-year plan that you would in business. To start a small business, you need a 5-year plan. Do you think we have one of those for the government? No.
Right. There's, it's hard. I mean, it's required for resilience to really think
is.
That far
and,
out.
And that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the kind of thing that if you have people thinking what's going to happen in 10
that's
years,
intelligent
9 years, 8
thinking.
Years, it is. And, but yet I believe our governments should take classes in this. You know, what's it mean if we do something now? What is the impact 10 years down the road? Or if we don't do something.
Or maybe
now.
That's going on, but the media does a quick thing.
I would just like to see. I think that's real important what you all are doing.
Yeah. So that's interesting. And the name of your organization?
Institute for the Future. We're based in Palo Alto.
Okay. So when you were doing your studies in school, did you think that this was going to be something that you would
Totally not. No, I had no idea it was coming because you don't – there are very few programs that train you to be a futurist. You know, it's sort of a strange word even to think about. So the people who work at my organization are anthropologists, sociologists, Silicon Valley tech people, health people. You know, it's kind of runs the gamut.
So I bet you it's very stimulating.
It is, yeah. I love it.
You're working with a bunch of brainiacs that think about the future.
Brainiacs and people who are startups and entrepreneurs who are, you know, they're doing interesting things that are at the cutting edge that right now, some of them seem really far out, but you know by 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it becomes mainstream.
I've worked in labs before where you're looking 10 years down the road and we're, you know, building communication devices and antennas and such, not for next year, not even for 5 years, but what we were going to need. I know it sounds silly, but what we're going to need in urban warfare in 10 years. And I had scientists from Palo Alto and every other place working on this thing. And things they were coming up with for an old dumb Marine was like, I mean, we can do that.
Science lab. Yeah. You're working in a science lab with some big heads.
Marine Corps Warfighting Lab, yeah.
Rachel, that's really interesting. You're the co-curator of TEDx, which is happening tomorrow. We'll talk about but let's go to Brandy Green. And, Brandy, you are, team member.
Right. So all right. I'm helping Rachel. And this is my first year helping out with TEDx. So I'm learning and I'm enjoying it. And the salons that we're putting on, the small events that we're putting on leading up to our big TEDx event this summer have all just been a little taste of what's to come. So hopefully we're creating excitement in the community, creating excitement certainly within the group putting on TEDx. And so that maybe when June gets here or whenever we have our summer event, we're going to have a lot of people really interested to see what's going to be going on.
And Brandy, what is your profession?
I am a chemist and a winemaker. So locally, I work from home as a chemist for an environmental engineering firm. And I do data validation, which is a really mundane project, but I enjoy it and I enjoy chemistry and science, so that's where I come from. Hopefully.
And a winemaker. Okay, now how do you tie? I'm smart enough to know that a chemist, you have to be a chemist to be a winemaker.
Right. So as my degree field, I have a degree in fermentation science and went to school for that. Worked as a winemaker for years, and then Reading is home for me, so I came back here. And to get a job here, you know, not working for myself, I went to work as a chemist. But ultimately, yeah, putting grapes in the ground and putting wine in a bottle will happen.
You know, it's amazing. what a coincidence.
Okay, next time you come in, bring us some of your fermented grapes.
No more of this coffee business. Huh?
Bring coffee to Bob. He has to run the board. Now, you know, it's amazing what a coincidence this is. Here you are, been studying fermentation process for so many years.
Right.
And Bad Bob did the same thing in the Navy.
Oh, crazy. He did.
Yeah, he's called it drinking beer. But I think it's the same thing. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl great. Linda Bott.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hot cars!
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the Friday night cruise, and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating rail and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Civic Auditorium, April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
Welcome back.
Balazs a rock star today with his bump music. Everything's like, ow!
Carl in the bar, KCNR, 1460, 49 degrees out there at 7:52 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts are at Orchard Nutrition. What a great place to go to. They have everything you could possibly want there. Stop by 221 Locust Street right here in Redding, or give them a call at 530-244-9141. Buy bulk, you can buy it all. And they, you know, you've got experts there that will help you in your decisions.
Our guests this morning, Rachel Hatch and Brandy Green, they are the founders and members of Catalyst Redding Young Professionals. Let's go right to the programs tomorrow that are going to be, this is free for you. You like hanging around tomorrow and going, okay, I want to do something to feed my brain. This is absolutely perfect. It's the Redding Library. You've got, talks, 18 minute or little quick little, like, food for the thought of improving your life.
Yep.
So, Rachel, why don't you talk to us about what some of the subjects are?
So we have one that's going to be about how to make a splash using social media. And this, what I love about these TED Talks is they're super short. That one's about 4 minutes long, but it's by a guy who's living and breathing social media. And so he can get to the point in 4 minutes and say, here's how you do it. And so it's something that I think will be applicable to local business owners.
Bring your pads and pens.
You know, people who are rising business leaders in the community as well, about how they can make an impact in their business using social media. There's another that's called Smart Failure for a Fast-Changing World. And the idea there is you just close your eyes and open them again, and the world just is changing at such an amazing pace. And in order to be able to deal with that, business leaders need to fail and fail smartly so that they can learn from failure and then cope with the changing circumstances. So that's another one, just to give it a couple of examples.
Fabulous.
I like
what else?
The, you know, the art of asking. You know, one of the things we tell our salespeople, get the no in the first 5 minutes. You know, I mean, don't spend an hour with somebody that eventually just says, well, you know, I don't have any money to advertise. And so this is one of the things, get the no in the first 5 minutes. And if it's not a no, then you sell them on this. So the art of asking. I'm sure it has nothing to do with that, but it's the kind of thing it's quick. It's something you need to do for your job. But what's the art of asking?
Yeah, well, and there's all these, you know, traditional sales techniques that people think of, like get the no early, yeah. Get three yeses, you know, before you want to make the final ask of whatever you're trying to get them
take
to
their
engage
dog and
with.
Hide, take their dog and hide it.
Yeah, bribery. Yeah, there's, was, you know, a range of
the
things.
The dog, that's always worked for me.
But this talk is really about thinking, really trying to know your audience and thinking about different ways that you want to ask them to invest in you. So you think about alternative forms of investment right now, like Kickstarter. Have you heard of Kickstarter? This is, we've got one here who's heard of Kickstarter. This is a platform where people are going online. They're saying, I want to produce a record, but I don't have any money and I need people to buy into this idea to support me, right? So you may have 25,000 people. In fact, this speaker, she produced an album, 25,000 people. She asked for a low number. It was like, I don't know if,
whatever you can.
It was, you know, like $20,000 to make the record. Yep. She got over $1 million. So it was way more than she asked for.
Crowdfunding
is what it is. Exactly.
Crowdfunding.
I've received a couple of these, you know, and you can be clustered too. There could be like a cluster of people asking
Yeah.
You can go to a site.
It's a totally different model of investing and of funding, you know, projects.
Do they want their money back?
So each of the Kickstarter projects is structured differently. So you may say, if you give me $15 towards my project, you'll get a copy of the album. If you give me $100, you'll get a signed note from me or a signed copy. If you give me $10,000, I'll fly you out to have dinner with me. You know, so there's these different levels of engagement. It's all about being part of the product that's being produced. And we're seeing that people want to be more and more a part of the business.
And
you
make this worldwide then, right?
Right. Anyone can participate. Yeah.
There's a lot of products coming to market now that started through Kickstarter now.
Well, okay. That's wonderful. Case you didn't hear that, what Bob says is that there's a lot of products on the market today that started through this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One of the topics tomorrow is I love every single one of your topics. These are the talks that are happening tomorrow at the Reading Library from the Catalyst Young Professionals. They're putting this on. It's called TEDx. How to Succeed, Get More Sleep.
Right. So this talk is all about how to be a better worker, we need to be better people. We need to take care of ourselves. And, you know, so many people today go out and say, well, I only got 4 hours of sleep last night, so I must have a lot on my plate. Mm-hmm. I'm doing really
so
good.
Busy. I'm important.
Right.
I'm so important. I have so many projects that,
look at me. But how many days in a row can you do that before there's a diminished return? You're not performing as well as you used to. So get your sleep, take care of yourself, and be a better worker. Also, enjoy your life more. Be better at what you do because you're just enjoying life as opposed to just being a lab rat or just being in your cubicle for 18 hours a day.
Yeah. You can't keep beating your body.
Your productivity just tanks.
We'd go out on a deployment, and it would be like a 3 or 4 day deployment. And we'd be doing 12-hour shifts, which are really 14-hour shifts for our people. And you can do it for 3 or 4 days. When we went out for real, in the real deployments, all of a sudden we were having on the fifth day, things started really getting strange. Strange decisions, people dropping, going to sleep literally at their job. And it's one of those things that you had to double the amount of people that you would ordinarily take. Mm. In other words, bring it up to the table of organization.
Wow.
If you're going to be at a high-tempo ops, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Otherwise, things will start grinding down within a week.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay,
well,
we got 1 minute
analogy.
Left.
I love it.
Okay, 1 minute left tomorrow at the library.
At 2:30.
TEDx, and it's free.
Yes.
It's free.
Hey,
it's all
about
business
innovation. We urge people to go there.
Okay? You guys are great. We really appreciate it. Brandy Green, Rachel Hatch. Check it out tomorrow again at the Reading Library. It is TEDx, and these young professionals really work hard at, just making the whole thing happen. Being in Reading, being present, exciting you to grow on so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And coming up, we're going to have believe it or not, we're starting a new thing with Haven Humane. The pet of the week, you're going to have to visualize it because you can't see it, but we're going to find out all about it. We're going to find out, we've got, Mark.
Yeah, Mark Story, the CEO of Haven Humane, is here. We're gonna have the pet of the week. We haven't done this before. We have had, but we have had porcupines walking
in. It's Good Friday. adopt a pet this weekend.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Claiming it won't just cut pollution, but also save lives and even prevent some kids from getting asthma, the government is proposing new rules on cleaner fuel and tighter emissions. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
By 2017, the Obama administration wants less sulfur in gasoline and better emission standards for cars. It could come at a cost, though. An oil industry study says the new EPA rules will increase the price at the pump by as much as 9 cents a gallon. The Environmental Protection Agency estimates less than a penny a gallon increase and adds that cleaning up gas and auto emissions will yield billions of dollars in health benefits by slashing smog and soot pollution. Dave.
Evan Jared, North Korea is threatening us again.
In the North Korean capital, a mass rally saw protesters chanting death to U.S. imperialists. North Korean state media said leader Kim Jong-un ordered long-range rocket units to be ready to strike at the U.S. mainland and at military bases in Hawaii and Guam. In Tokyo, Alistair Anglin, Fox News Radio.
Good Friday worshiping. In the Holy Land, as the faithful retrace Jesus' steps, Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in Jerusalem.
Thousands of Christian pilgrims have been walking along the Via del Rosa in the Old City on the way to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, said to be the location of Jesus' crucifixion and burial. Diana traveled here from Michigan and says this year the new Pope is in her thoughts.
What's different about the Pope this time is that he's really involved with poor people, just like charity work and everything, so that'll be really important for the future of the Catholic Church.
There are already reports out of the Vatican that Pope Francis will travel here within the next year. Dave.
Emily, a former Nevada state lawmaker arrested in California, charged with throwing an object at a vehicle and resisting arrest. Hours after Stephen Brooks was expelled from his state's assembly for being dangerous, accused of threatening other legislators. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home has lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
President Obama is in the air, headed to Florida to focus on the economy. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Miami.
Dave, the president will be here to talk about job creation through infrastructure improvement and his plans to spend billions on improving things like seaports. He'll be visiting the port here in Miami, already in the midst of a major renovation paid for by state taxes and private funds, but not federal money, though state officials say the feds promised to help foot the bill. The president, in his State of the Union, made infrastructure improvement a big theme and talked about setting up a fund to pay for such projects, Dave.
Evan, there is economic news today. Consumer spending rose 0.7% last month as income rose 1.1%. A British actor is dead. Richard Griffiths, who you might remember as Harry Potter's Uncle Vernon.
I'm warning you, if you can't control that bloody bird, it'll have to go.
But she's bored.
Griffiths was 65, died of complications following heart surgery. One of baseball's star players may not play this season. Mets pitcher Johan Santana sidelined with a shoulder injury. He's set to make more than $25 million, but he's not the highest paid player.
14 times an all-star, 3 times the most valuable player, and now 13 years running, Alex Rodriguez is baseball's richest man.
It'll be a long road back, but I'm excited to, for the challenge.
He won't be back from hip surgery before the middle of the new season, but A-Rod will still make $29 million. From the New York Yankees, whose payroll of $228 million is the most of any team for the 15th year in a row. At the bottom of the Associated Press list,
the Astros win it
Houston player salaries add up to about $25 million, the entire team making $4 million less than A-Rod. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
Will Cinderella stay at the dance? Florida Gulf Coast, the first 15 seed to make the Sweet 16, faces Florida tonight in the NCAA tournament. There's also Louisville against Oregon, Kansas against Michigan, and Duke versus Michigan State. The winners go to the Elite Eight. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to our second hour of Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Yes, my voice cracks like that all the time. 530-605-4567. I understand that's what happens when you hit puberty. You can also go on our online with us at KCNR1460.com.
You're on overdrive.
As many have. I have got to cut back on caffeine on Fridays. All right, 8:05 in the morning. Good morning, Linda.
Currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR, mostly sunny today with temperatures around 75. Mostly cloudy this evening with temperatures around 50. Of course, this weekend it looks like we got a chance of showers on Saturday and throughout the week. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Check it out this weekend. We've got music and 474-5546 for a great time.
That's right, for reservations. Okay, let's go right to Amy for our fitness minute.
Good morning and happy Good Friday.
Happy Good Friday to you.
Speaking of Good Friday, we got Easter coming up on Sunday, guys. So I just wanted to give you all some tips on how to handle these brunches or dinners that we're going to be going to. Just because we have a holiday doesn't give us a free-for-all to eat absolutely everything that's in front of us. So remember to eat breakfast when you wake up that morning. Get something solid in you. Even if you're going to go to a late brunch, don't skip out on breakfast when you wake up. Remember, 30 to 60 minutes after waking up, I need you to get something in your system. Drink plenty of water that day. Make sure you're well hydrated. Make sure you're using the three components that help you fight cravings, which are your water, fiber, and your protein. So make sure when you go to these brunches or these dinners that you have plenty of vegetables on your plate, that you have plenty of good lean proteins or the ham on your plate, and that you make sure that when you get to the dessert that you practice the three bite rule. The three bite rule is the first three bites are the most powerful. So take those first three bites and really enjoy them, and then make sure you share the desserts with somebody else after those first three bites. And those will help you get through this holiday with all the fun foods and the baskets of candy.
I think it's really important that we state that you don't necessarily need to clean your plate.
Exactly. That's what Grandma used to tell us years ago. And we can definitely put those leftovers in a container and have it for a lunch or a snack the next day.
Okay, Amy.
Thank you. Fitness tip of the week from Amy at Adamson's Peak Performance. We always like to hear from you on Friday mornings, Amy. Happy Good Friday to you, and thank you for your fitness tips. The three-bite rule.
And try and be a little more happier next time.
Oh, yeah, I'll work on it.
Okay, Amy, thanks a lot. Everybody down at Adamson's Peak Performance, we say hello. All right, now, we'll go into that. We're going to make that up in the next minute or two. We're starting a new series here on our program in conjunction with Haven Humane. And we have Mark Story here, who is the CEO of Haven Humane. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Yeah. Well, you know, you were on the show, I think it was last week or maybe earlier this week.
Yeah, it was earlier this week.
That's right. And we started talking about, gosh, you know, you're a pet of the week. Well, we want to be part of pet of the week. And we want to help adopt out an animal. So we talked about that, and we're going to start that today, and we really appreciate that.
Oh, we appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
And you've got your man in charge here.
Yeah, this is Spencer. I'm going to hand it over to Spencer and let him talk to you about the dog that he brought.
Good morning, Spencer. How are you?
Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Great. And so you go around, you do the rounds with all the media, and we're so happy to have you here. You have this lovely pet of the week to be adopted. Odin is his name, correct?
Correct.
Tell us about Odin. I mean, we got to get to a visual for people who can't see who Odin is.
Odin is a 6-year-old Australian Shepherd mix. He's merle in color. He came into us as a stray. He's a little hefty, so he's a little bit overweight for an Australian Shepherd. Great, great, great dog.
Sweet disposition.
He is. He's just happy to
lovely.
Meet.
Lovely. Yeah.
Happy to meet everybody. Walks great on a leash. No sit. He's just all around the perfect dog. Whether you're looking for a family companion or a second ranch hand, this is the dog for you.
Yeah, this is a beautiful dog. Yeah. And his eyes, when he looks into your eyes, you're going, oh, hey, buddy, I know you.
Yeah,
and look at him. He's sitting down right now.
He needs to be rescued in the sense that, meaning he needs to be adopted. And
it's Good Friday.
He has a definite, he's a beautiful dog with a very healthy coat. And he's very
quiet.
He's calm, quiet. Yeah. And, you know, usually you don't see that with Australian Shepherds. Seem to be kind of, he's not high strung.
No, most Australian Shepherds are high strung because they are working dogs. And so if they don't have a job, they tend to get distracted and become destructful. But Odin here, he's just calm. And the great thing about adopting a little bit of an older dog is you see what you get what you see. You know, when you adopt a puppy, you never know what their personality is going to turn out to be. When you get a little bit of an older dog, what you see is exactly what you get. He's not going to change. He's already set in his ways, and he's set in good ways right now. So
Spencer, tell us just a little bit briefly about you. How did you get involved with Haven Humane and Pet of the Week, going around taking the pet to go be adopted?
Well, you know, it started off with Krista. She used to do all of the Pet of the Week, and when she left for her maternity leave, someone had to do her fill-in. And so I volunteered to do her fill-in, and I just loved it so much that they handed it all over to me. So,
well, I tell you what you're doing, and Mark, and what you are doing, Spencer, is just outstanding. Any way we can help, of course, we'll do that. So what we're going to do is, Spencer's going to send us a photo and statistics on
Odin.
And, yeah, and don't think, you know, you think of Odin with the tie. No, Odin's not like that. Odin is kind of like laid back Odin.
Odin's a good truck dog, by the way.
Yeah,
very good truck dog.
He's a great truck dog.
Yes.
I could see him on a bale. I could see him. I mean, you know, we're in a perfect area location for anybody who's got acreage or a backyard. This dog, especially if you're just kind of like, you're looking for the buddy, this is the buddy.
He is, and he rides great in cars, too. I open up my door on my car and say, come on, buddy, load up. He hops right in the passenger seat, sits down, doesn't move.
He doesn't try to pick up girls or anything like that.
I don't know. We drove by a pretty yellow lab earlier, and he was trying to climb out the window.
Okay, so, you know, Odin is still a little spark there on him. Okay.
Well,
how do we get a hold of you all
absolutely.
So somebody's interested?
If anybody's interested in him, they could always come and see him at the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or they could give us a call at 241-1653. All of our animals are also online. You can go to havenhumane.net. There's a link right on the top of the page that takes you right to Pet Finder. It'll show you every animal that we currently have at our shelter.
I can tell you, Odin's a great looking dog and friendly. You need to look into his eyes. Once you look into his eyes, you'll take him home.
Absolutely.
Anyway, hey, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
And happy Good Friday. And I smell success with this dog being adopted here today.
And thanks, Mark Story from Haven Humane
for
now that we've got our relationship here, I hope that it goes for a long time, that we find a home for every one of your animals.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And thank you so much for helping out. You guys are a big help and a big part of our team.
Well.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
That's what it takes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
Ops, are you about to retire from your company? At Wells Fargo Advisors, we're with you when it's time to make some important decisions about your retirement plan. Don't be among those who end up giving back about a third of it in taxes and penalties. Instead, let Wells Fargo Advisors help you handle your lump sum distribution wisely. Our experienced financial advisors can offer you a retirement plan analysis to help protect your retirement money from taxes without sacrificing its growth potential. For a personal approach to investing, contact Wells Fargo Advisors. In Reading, call Wells Fargo Advisors today at 530-243-7561. That's 530-243-7561. Wells Fargo Advisors LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company Investments in securities and insurance products, not FDIC insured, no bank guarantee, may lose value. Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company Investments in securities and insurance products, not FDIC insured, no bank guarantee, may lose value.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio.
You never know what's going to happen here on KCNR 1460.
Well, we're into partnership with so many different things. And so, you know, it was just a natural. Let's go into Haven Humane. Let's help them find homes for those animals. And what a beautiful, beautiful dog that was. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, this is the weekend, many people visit with their families. It is a perfect place to go get your coffee beans. The gals there are going to help you. You can get the whole coffee beans, huge selection. So if you want like a vanilla coffee bean or you want your espresso coffee bean, they have tons of selection. They'll grind it, help you grind it. You know, it's just great. It's a great presentation. I think if you're going to someone's house, it's always nice. And it's one of the etiquette rules I try to express too is that you never go to somebody's house as a guest empty handed. Bring something. Why not bring, you know, maybe they don't like, can't do regular coffee. Do decaf. Tobacco and Brew. Inside of Tobacco Brew, Espresso Joe's. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Okay. All right. What do we got here? One of the things in our chat room that's running is the fact that a columnist in St. Louis said that you want to save money, let's stop having all those pesky honors at a veteran's funeral.
Oh boy.
Yeah. End honors at funerals for vets. Save money. Most never did anything heroic anyway. And, but the guy that wrote it is a Marine veteran and may have been in Vietnam. They think he did. But this is a long-time columnist. But I want to think.
What was he thinking?
Well, he's thinking is that, hey, we want to save money, but we can save money for all those really important social programs. And really, what this, you know, big deal. So you served your country.
Social programs for veterans?
If you're killed in, social programs for people that take drugs and they're illegitimate children or the fact that they've come across the border illegally. It's social programs for those people, but honors to veterans obviously is not as important as those are because, you know, hell, most veterans they didn't put their life on the line. They didn't get shot at. If you have people like Audie Murphy or, you know, those Medal of Honor, recipients or, you know, maybe somebody gets killed over there in Afghanistan. Yeah, okay, military honors there. But for just the general public, you know, that served their country, nah, we don't need that. And you think about that we've come to this point where somebody can write that and you have people arguing in defense of this. Well, you know what? Maybe we should think about why do we do this? Why do we have these honors? You know what? We're burying 900 something people, a week, in the military cemeteries. It's maybe more. It's 1,000 a week. I don't know. And just think of all the time it takes to, and the money it takes to play taps and fold that flag and give it to the family. I mean, really, what have they done? Frankly,
did you ever think you'd hear this kind of thing in your time?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. But then there are things that I never thought I'd see in my time. I never thought I'd see a male Marine running across a flight deck, leaping into the air, wrapping his arms and legs around another male and giving him a big wet smoochie.
A Marine?
It was, after Don't Ask, Don't Tell went away. I never thought I'd see that. Not that there wasn't gays in the military, but I never thought I'd see it with their uniform and it's being filmed. And, and there's applause. I didn't think I'd see that. But this one, why should, do veterans rate these honors? Just because you're a veteran, and maybe you weren't in combat, maybe you were, you served your time in Fort Hood, Texas for 2 years. Do you rate an honorable, do you rate honors at a funeral? I mean, you've already got an honorable discharge. I mean, what else do you need? Bob?
The last estimate I heard is that every guy on the line with a rifle has 20 people behind him without whom he could not do his mission, and live to tell the tale. This whole idea is just ludicrous. You give up, I don't care what you're doing in the military, you give up an awful lot.
Well, so what if you give up an awful lot? So do teachers. They don't get honors.
I shake my head at this whole notion.
Teachers give up all this stuff. I mean, they have, they have a union. Here's the thing.
Maybe that's what they need. Yeah.
Okay. Here's my argument. Really. The guy's got a right to write this. And the reason he's got a right to write this is because of veterans who put their lives on the line. My dad and mom who were veterans, their parents who were veterans, the ones before that. that they have a right to do this because, you know, people have stood up for the rights. Well, the guy that wrote it, like I said, was a Marine and was probably, and was supposedly in Vietnam. Hey, good on him. He was on the logistics from what I understand. So what? When you sign your name, when you take the oath, and I know it, you know what, you heard it a thousand times, I don't want it to sound trite, but you've written a check to the government that says, you may use me, you may send me into combat, I can die. I understand that. When I sign this piece of paper, I know that my life can end at the whim of a politician who is a drunken politician who has oral sex in the Oval Office. I know my life can end because he has sent me someplace. I know that. I'm willing to risk that because I want to serve my country. So I can die tomorrow, as any veteran can, in combat. I have signed up for that. I have chosen to do that. I have written, you know, here's the check. Well, every veteran gets that. Why shouldn't every veteran then be honored with something as simple as somebody playing taps, the flag folded, as we saw the other day at the, for a funeral for a friend of ours.
For Mike Klemp.
For a friend of ours. And it was the American Legion came out, or the VFW came out.
It was a Navy guy.
Yeah, that did the
beautiful.
That did the taps and did the firing, the volleys.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that to save money, do you say you really want to save money, cut this out without cutting out all the other trash that's in this budget to go after the veterans like that, to me, is despicable. We'll be right back.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hot cars!
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the Friday Night Cruise, and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Ray and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Attention all sports shooters. A rifle competition will be held in French Gulch at Mountain Tactical Training on Saturday, April 6th. Whether you're a first-timer or an experienced competitor, this competition is for you. There'll be three events, a one-shot draw contest, transition to pistol competition, and adverse angle drill. And you don't have to compete in all three contests to win a prize. You do have to attend one of Mountain Tactical Training's safety briefs that day prior to competing. The range fee is $15 at the gate, or if you'd like to pre-register, send a check or money order for just $10. To MTT, P.O. Box 66, French Gulch, California, 96033. You'll need to supply your own ammo as well as eye and hearing protection, and your AR-15 is welcome here. For more details, go online to mountaintacticaltraining.com. Come out for a day of fun and comradeship. The MTT Rifle Competition, Saturday, April 6th. Sponsored by Old West, Bastiani Arms, Shasta Boot Company, Jones Sport, The Foxhole, Patriot Gold and Silver, Greco Firearms, Tobacco and Brew, and Mountain Tactical Training.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 8:24 in the morning. We have some special guests coming, hopefully in the next segment here. Remember we talked to you last week? I hope he comes in this morning. Remember we talked to you last week about, attending an Eagle Scout swearing in. Hopefully before we finish the show this morning that Luke comes in.
Eagle Scout will be here
and all the great things he's done. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane. Are you getting competitive prices where you're, in your company? Are you being offered senior and veteran discounts? Is the company locally owned and family operated? Well, everything I just said is with Shasta Gas Propane there. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. The reason my voice broke just a little bit then is Linda's over there making faces at me. Bob, make her stop. Make her stop making faces at me. Okay. Let's talk about, hey, you know what? Here's the fear that people have. And it hit the paper today. The Record Searchlight says they will keep publishing for the next 30 years. No, that's not it. It was in the paper. HIV test ordered on 7,000 patients of an Oklahoma dentist because their equipment wasn't sterilized. 7,000 patients. You know, when you hear things like that, you've done nothing wrong except get your teeth checked and
I saw it on the news, but I saw it in the paper today. And we also heard it as well. So here's the deal. Here's what I'm thinking. How can the people who work in that office, what did they all of a sudden just find out that there's like used instruments or rusty instruments? How can the people, so they would be like an accessory too.
Well, no, I think what you're going to see is
how could the people working next to the dentist not know that they were passing him an instrument that was funky?
Well, it just says is that the officials there said that looking into the source of a patient's virus discovered that dentist instruments weren't being cleaned properly. Said that the patient with no other known risk tested positive for both hepatitis C and a virus that causes AIDS. And then he voluntarily closed his practice. The guy, the dentist, you know, closed his practice and is cooperating. But, you know, it could be, okay, you know what? Let's give it it could be is that the equipment they were using to sterilize the instruments, maybe it broke down, maybe it wasn't working right, you know, who knows what. But the fact is the guy, you know, he shut down his practice. I mean, he wants to find out what happened too, but one person came up positive for hepatitis C I think they can because then they went back in there and found out that the instruments were unsanitary, had not been sterilized. Okay. At that point, I think you've got a kind of like.
Well, when we go to the dentist, they pull out instruments that are inside of plastic containers individually that have been sealed, that have been sterilized and sealed. So yeah. It's not like in the old days, they used to like put them in a...
He'd wipe it off.
They put it in a container and, you know, probably one of those things that, you know, generated sound waves.
Same thing you put the combs in at the barbershop.
Yeah.
The blue stuff.
The autoclave.
And you didn't see how many people got hepatitis from the old day. Well, but I mean, see, you know, we have so many more infections and stuff.
You don't know because back then you get
but
hepatitis.
But anyway, so with all the restrictions today, that's what I'm surprised it wasn't in an individual plastic container or isn't that a law?
Well,
or is that a California law?
There must be laws. But the fact is that their system broke down. And, but it's something, you know what? But it's something that it's like out of nowhere. Now they may find out that not one other person was infected, that it was just bad luck. But even then, it's a scare. And probably even talking about it is too scary.
No, I mean, I gotta tell you, listen. Personally, it happened, not with a dentist, but it happened with somebody not being able to figure out the needle they used on me. And they said, you know, gee, we can't track that needle.
That's not cool.
And so what did I end up having to go do?
Is get tested.
Yeah. It scared the crap out of me. and it was embarrassing. But what are you going to do? I mean, any time you're going to have any kind of work done, this kind of thing can happen. So I just really feel for the patients, and definitely
well,
this guy.
They've got to go through the whole process there of you know, if you didn't hear the show yesterday at 7:30 on representatives of the gay lesbian organizations here in town on the show talking about Proposition 8 and Defense of Marriage Act, you need to go on. It's in our archives. Go back and listen to it. It was a passionate show. It was a passionate show.
Spirited.
Yeah, Trish Clark was here and all that. But you know, the questions are, there's many questions that we have about this still, and it's going to take a while to figure this out. But just count on us in the upcoming weeks to continue to have all viewpoints. All viewpoints are welcome on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A plan for cleaner air comes with higher gas prices. How much higher depends on who you ask.
By 2017, the Obama administration wants less sulfur in gasoline and better emission standards for cars. An oil industry study says the proposed rules will increase the price at the pump by as much as 9 cents a gallon. The Environmental Protection Agency estimates less than a penny a gallon increase.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. About $12,000 in donations committed to a campaign in Tucson, Arizona, promising free shotguns to single women and homeowners in high-crime neighborhoods.
If our city council fully funded our public safety, we wouldn't have a need for a program like this.
Sean McCluskey says the Tucson Police Officers Association is okay with the program, which includes weapons training. The Armed Citizens Project, based in Texas, looking to expand to 15 cities by the end of the year. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. your local choice in credit repair.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Abad, KCNR 1460. It's been kind of a wild day today. Hey, this portion of the show is being brought to you by a wild place. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our friends down there, DC and Tim and the man in black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. And, you know, the reading material is just outstanding. The TV set is always on, a good channel. And the communication efforts among ourselves are perfect. Man's last stronghold, what can I say?
Do they wear their scissors and their combs like in a little holster?
No.
So they pull them out like
that's those places that do styling.
Oh.
And you're not going to get your hair, there's no dryers there. I mean, if you want your hair blown dry, then get on your Harley, take off your helmet and drive down the road. That's what we believe.
Anyway, they got the jar of blue Square stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The stuff, you know, like the wax on your
hair. So let's talk about squirrel hunting.
Okay. All right. The squirrel wars, my friends, this weekend. It's come to our attention. We've been watching the intelligence reports. Our recon teams have been out. It appears that the jihadist squirrels have moved into the Alturas area and that they are trying to take over our countryside, take our homes, our families away from us, jihadist squirrels up in the Alturas
area. Our livestock.
Taking livestock, our lifestyle. They are against, they hate us because of who we are. So we've gotten a group of volunteers.
Infidels
that we are. Pagans. No, infidels. We're not pagans. And we're going up and we're going to be that first line in between you and jihadist squirrels. Jihadist ground squirrels. I think their names are the
We have to name them.
Well, I have a name for every one of them. I go, this is, and this is that. No. It's, the jihadist squirrels are up there. Thousands of them, probably millions of them are up there. Destroying our way of life. We are going up a small bastion of freedom and democracy. People that believe in the Second Amendment and the Constitution and the First Amendment, all the amendments. We believe in all that. We're going up there after the squirrels. Hoping to lead. We like to think of ourselves as Leonidas in that small group of Spartans that holds the horde of Islamic terrorist squirrels from coming south. That going too far?
No, that's a great visual. We'll expound on that a little bit later in the program.
That probably explains why we have 50 caliber machine guns. We're going to be shooting off the truck later on.
Come back with your shield.
Illegal to shoot off the truck.
That's
you
right.
Cannot shoot off the truck anymore.
I know. Yeah, come back.
In fact,
you can't
lean on the truck.
Say that again, Bob.
Come back with your shield or on it.
That's what the Spartan mothers would tell their children. Come back with your shield or on it. And the other one is a Molin Labe. When the Persians surrounded Leonidas and his Greeks at the end and said, hey, look, we're going to make you friends of Persia. This is what they said. We'll make you friends of Persia, honored guests. Just lay your weapons down. I mean, there's enough of this. You're killing enough of us. And Leonidas said, Molin Labe, which means come and take them. Mm-hmm. At which point the Persian messenger said, our arrows will darken the sky. And Leonidas' right-hand man says, good, then, we'll fight in the shade. Of course, like about an hour later, it was over. But you know what? Great lines came out of there. Go tell the Spartans that what we did here. You know, so.
We mighty
few? That was Henry V.
I just wanted to make sure that you were listening.
We precious few, we band of brothers. Because if you fought here with me, you will forever be my brother.
I did move on you,
if
Bob.
Linda's moving from spot to spot.
Yeah, here. I'm changing mics.
Okay, let's get into
on her
get,
spot.
Okay, let's go into reports on the TV today and in the paper said that Old West, the police going to Old West and that the problems with some people were coming in and selling stuff. The people from the West, said the lawyer says, hey, look, we keep track of all that stuff. We've sent it into the police station, but the police have said that we're not getting it. And we have all the thefts around is that they said there were several big screen TVs.
So in other words,
stuff.
These people were, there was a couple.
There was a couple that were stealing things and pawning it.
Definite thieves and were getting taking the stolen goods to Old West and selling the stolen goods to Old West. And
the police are alleging
that they haven't been reported correctly, but the attorney, so they should be asking more questions. Right. We'll find out about that.
We'll find out.
It's one thing.
People of West are good people.
You can't just do that with firearms.
Well, it's not firearms.
I know. So firearms, you'd have to check.
Yeah,
but this could be like a vacuum cleaner.
At one point in my long career, I did work, in fact, in a pawn shop. And one of the questions we had, this was in San Diego, and one of the questions you had to ask when you were filling out, first of all, you hold the item for 30 days, even if they are selling it outright, you have to hold the item for 30 days while you send in the police report, or your weekly report to the police. And one of the questions you ask is this your item to sell?
Well, yeah.
And they have to certify that. So if they're not following their procedures, bad on them.
Mm-hmm. Well, but even if they are, I mean, you get somebody that steals something, he comes in, is this yours? No, I stole it. Oh, what's going to put down? Yes. I mean, but what else are you going to do? You're going to say, well, show me a sales receipt for this. But if you've got something new in the box. But anyway, the people of West are good people. I mean, and so I find this, you know, I hope that this isn't true, naturally. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a couple more things here. Welcome home, Vietnam Veterans Day. It's tomorrow. We're going to talk about a Marine veteran has been ordered to remove the American flag from his yard. We're going to talk about that one, too. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Fret body work and large vehicles estimate.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
It's gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Thank you very much, Bob, for that. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. You know what, Bob?
Hey, when you know that, you know, you're ahead of the game.
You know what? I want you to remember that.
Man's got to know his limitations.
When you get the wrong amount on your paycheck, you know, and you go, well, wait, hey, what's wrong with this? Well, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, Bob. Hey, welcome back to KCNR. It's Friday. We're having too good a time. KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio. We've been talking about today. We've had to adopt a pet. We've been talking about,
pet and it came in. Yeah, and walked in through the door. I wish our cameras were alive right now.
We've talked about the Catalyst and the TED. We've talked about, one of the things that we do want to talk about is this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. And head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue and our friends down there at Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, and Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Let me tell you, the Ram is the number one truck for 2013. So, I mean, you can't go wrong there. They've got everything in new, previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and their service department is outstanding. Give them a call at 530-223-2177, or like I said, stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Tomorrow, welcome home Vietnam Veterans Day at the Shasta County Veterans Hall right down on Yuba Street. Starts at 10 a.m. However, there's going to be a group that are heading out at 9. Get together at 9:30 and leave from the Veterans Hall to go up and do an internment up at the Veterans Cemetery. But this goes on from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's sponsored by the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 357. If you have any questions at all, give Eddie McAllister a call at 530-524-7504.
Currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. How are you doing on this beautiful Good Friday? Mostly sunny with temperatures around 75 and mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around, I got to put my glasses on,
That's
50.
What happens when you get old.
I know. So we're starting the day today and that's where we end tonight. Temperatures around 50 tonight.
Not the sharpest tool in the shed. Is that right, Bob? You actually played that.
But as Jay, the taxi driver, pointed out on the phone just a moment ago, you got to watch out for that blunt force trauma.
There you go. You know what? I may not be that sharp, but you know what? I will hit you repeatedly.
Well, we do have we have another animal in the house. Do we want to talk about that after the break? Or?
Yeah, we need to.
You've got something you want to cover, right? Get that out of your craw.
Hey, we've got we just talked about this columnist for the St. Louis paper, and he was on Fox News or other news about saying this, hey, let's just stop paying honors to people, to the veterans. You know what I mean? Come on. How many of them are really truly heroic? And we need that money for illegitimate children, for druggies, for people here illegally, for, people who have made lifestyle choices. We don't need those are much more important. That and spending over a million dollars on limos in Paris for one day that Biden didn't even use. This is just his entourage used. All right. $1 million there that one day. So that's much more important than, giving honors to our veterans who have passed away at cemeteries. Well, here's my next one here that somebody, people do this to me on purpose. They hand it to me and they just watch me fume. A U.S. Marine has been ordered by local officials to remove an American flag and flagpole that he installed outside his Florida home after returning home from serving in Iraq. He said, Gregory Schaefer said he received a citation from the town of Hypoluxo. That's your first problem. You live in a town called Hypoluxo, Florida, listing the flagpole as a violation of the town's permitting code. It's sad. It's sad we have to go through that just to fly a flag, Schaefer told the station. He's 24 years old. A neighbor filed a complaint. Does that neighbor still have a car with four tires? It's disgusting anybody has to go through. A town building department official said the flagpole is considered a structure and therefore must be removed since Schaefer does not have a permit. Permit.
Sounds like something we've been hearing a lot about lately.
That's right. Are you sure he doesn't live up here in Shasta County?
I think that's starting to become a disease.
Permititis. Yeah, I have permititis. There you go.
Should be permititis.
You know what?
Schaefer told the station,
I'm renting a property. You have to hire a third-party contractor to apply for the permit, which could cost up to $1,000. Give me a break. At least the building department. Okay, now here's the difference.
We got to follow this.
Here's the difference between Hypoluxo, Florida, in the Shasta County Natural, Department of Resources. The building department official said the town will try to work with the veteran. There's a big difference right there. I know. Oh, it might be in too caustic here.
No,
on
I should wait. We should. It
I'm
is
getting
good
myself in
the mood.
Mood
for those
jihadist terrorist squirrels.
Named Hypoxaluxor.
The squirrel leader.
The squirrel leader. There
hey,
you go.
Shouldn't we just? We've got the squirrel leader. The leader of the squirrel wars here with us now. That came in somewhat in costume.
I don't think it's in costume. I think he just looks like
it. Has anyone seen that thing on his head move yet?
It's got eyes. Good morning, squirrel leader.
One shot, one kill. I am not the leader. No, Verhoog is the leader.
You're right. You're right. It is. It's the Verhoogs that are leading
the
this.
The Verhoogs are leading. And I hope Luke is going to make it because we were his Eagle Scout swearing in on Saturday. We were all just welled up with tears. It was so beautiful to see, a young
ceremony,
gentleman,
like
young man who has done so many things that are of leadership quality in his community and that has for years and years and years, what it takes to become an Eagle Scout is such an honor.
We're going to take a break and we come back. We're going to talk to Luke. And for people who think we don't have enough controversy and all this stuff, I mean, we've talked about everything today. On Monday, our guest, for Monday will be Enjoy Magazine. But before that, we're going to talk about stomping on, I don't know, cats. That'll be controversial. We'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Brown dwarfs. Could a rogue planetary system all but invisible to our instruments be about to blindside planet Earth, changing everything forever? Is this the nemesis that has destroyed past civilizations? Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Hot cars!
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the Friday Night Cruise, and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822.
Well,
NFI.
Back down.
Yeah, welcome back.
No, I won't.
Carl and Lindabaugh, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning. It's Good Friday. If that means something to people, it means something to us here. It's 8:55 in the morning. And you know what? It's been a week where there's been so many things happening, positive things, negative things. You know, it's hard to keep a positive attitude at times. And, you know, we try to, you know, try to talk about there are good things. There are a lot of good things out there. There are millions of good things out there every day. You just have to, you know, you just have to just keep working through. Sometimes it's not so good. And, but we have today, and I'm glad it's like Linda says, we can finish up this week with a couple of young men that have made impressions on us that are just, they're in their teens, but you can tell that our country is better off because they're Americans.
Our young leaders.
Young leaders. Okay.
We have with us this morning, who just was sworn in Saturday. Well, is it called sworn in, Luke?
Yeah, kind of like that. It's you graduate kind of from scouting, and then you become an Eagle Scout. And it's kind of like being sworn in. What you probably saw was the Eagle invocation and the Eagle charge where we got up there and all the Eagle Scouts. And it's more like a brother. It's a brotherhood. So.
Well, congratulations. It's such an honor.
And we're talking to Luke Verhoek here. And we've known Luke now for, gosh, what, 5 years? And Luke has grown about
3 feet.
3 feet on this. and we've met he and his sister, Natalie, of course, who has also grown into a lovely young woman. But we were so much appreciated being invited to your Eagle ceremony. It's the first one I've gone to ever. Well, so it was really, I really enjoyed it.
And Justin.
And Justin, who was kind of the master of ceremony.
Are you also an Eagle Scout?
I'm on my way there. Hopefully by the end of the summer, I'll get it done. I'm starting to put together my project. I'm going to be doing it at the House of Grace, which is associated with the House of Hope. And there.
With the Good News Rescue Mission.
Yes.
And that's what Luke did, your project with House of Hope, when we saw a beautiful video presentation
rebuilt
of before
the
and after.
Backyard.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous.
Back area there.
Thank you.
Outstanding. You know what? It's just outstanding.
So you and Justin have so much in common. You're best friends.
Yes.
You are in same school, and here you have that scouting, the brotherhood of the scouting is really a big thing. How old were you when you started in scouting, Luke?
I think I started in scouting when I was 12. I graduated Weeblos. I did 2 years of Weeblos, which is like Cub Scouts, and then you graduate into Boy Scouts, and I was 12. So,
well, hey, you know, we've got a caller on the phone, on the lines here. Hey, Jay, you're live in KCNR.
You know, the last time you had this young man on was when he was working on the Hope House. And I happened to take some people over there shortly after the radio program, and I got to meet him. And I just want to tell you, young man, I'm very very proud of you. Keep up the good work and continue to make us proud.
Well, thank you very much.
Jay, you know, that was really nice, Jay. Thank you so much.
You know, this
good deed for the year.
Well, no,
thank you, Jay.
You do a lot of good deeds, Jay.
Hey, it is Good Friday, and really we'd like to, you know, end our show today in this 2013 with the fact that you really do need to have hope in your heart and be thinking of a bright future and what we can do as individuals to make a difference. And these two fine men in front of us are doing that. They've done so much for our community. And Luke, we went to the program on Saturday. So proud of your mom and dad too. Kelly and Norm.
You honored
good old Kelly and Norm.
You honored your family. As they, you know, and it's good to see that, to see, you know, and of course your family is close in it anyway. And Justin, you were there kind of like the master ceremonies running this whole thing. But you two have been, what, friends for probably a long time.
Well, yeah. Well, almost more than 6 years now.
Okay. So, like you said, you should be finishing yours up. So it's another good project for our community. Mm-hmm. You know, Eagle Scouts, 11 of the 12 astronauts that walked on the moon. We're Eagle Scouts.
Yep.
I think it's 70% of the attendees of the Naval Academy, Eagle Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so when you get into things like this, being an Eagle Scout, it doesn't guarantee you success, but it sure gives you a step up.
Yes, it does.
So what are you going to do next with your life here?
I really don't know. Hopefully looking to maybe play football someplace.
Now, what year are you in school?
I'm a junior this
okay,
year.
At Reading Christian.
Yep.
Okay. And,
Justin, you're a sophomore.
Yes.
You guys are like 6'5", 6'6". How tall are you, Justin?
I'm 6'3".
You got on those big boots. You're ready to,
you know what?
Logging boots.
You were like 5'2", when we first met, so.
Okay, so the Boy Scout Law. Can you guys tell us what the Boy Scout Law is?
Sure.
A
scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
You know what? And if we were all like that, this place would be a lot better. Thank you so much, Luke, Justin. And we'll see everybody next week. We're
Luigi and Kathleen.
We'll tell
you how many's on the kill, kill stick when we get back.
Get back, yeah. Yeah, watch out for Natalie. She's the, she's a dangerous one there. Hey, we'll see you all Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. Happy a good Friday and have a great Easter. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. You'll be followed by Outside the Wire. We're talking mini solar systems. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Supporters say it's like taking tens of millions of cars off the road. New smog-cutting EPA rules that critics say could cost you. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The new proposed environmental protection regulations would reduce sulfur in gasoline and tighten automobile emission standards beginning in 2017. The so-called Tier 3 standards would also reduce nitrogen oxides. But the oil industry, Republicans, and some Democrats complain the rules will spike gas prices, perhaps by 9 cents per gallon. The EPA says gas prices are likely to go up less than 1 penny per gallon, and the rule creates $7 in health benefits for every $1 spent to implement them. Lisa.
Jared, President Obama jetting to Miami to tour a port project and roll out a plan to attract more private investment in infrastructure to help create jobs. One of the two men accused of killing a teenage girl who performed